and Michigan for the whole shebang. This newscast brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located on Eastbound Manchester Road, just west of I-270. When it comes to serving lamb, simplicity is everything. Surf and Sirloin has the most tendered lamb in the world, right here in Colorado in the USA. And at Surf and Sirloin, that's the only place their rack of lamb comes from. Grilled in an extra virgin olive oil with salt, pepper, lemon, and oregano, and no sauce required. They're that tender and juicy. Open for lunch and dinner 6 days a week from Tuesday through Sunday, and serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Pinion's Playhouse, hour number three. The large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion just around the corner.
590 The Fan presents Surf and Sirloin as our latest listener rewards program. Starting Wednesday, April 4th, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate to use at Surf and Sirloin for half off. That's 50% off one of St. Louis's finest steak and seafood restaurants, pairing premier cuts of USDA certified prime beef with the freshest seafood in town. To take part in this offer, just log on to 590thefan.com and click on the listener rewards tab. There are only 30 gift certificates being made available, so get yours before they're all gone.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full-horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. The young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. Ran through the crowd of cheering teammates. Jumped over the bench. And with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
A luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throat.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 2nd edition of Pinion's Playhouse. In case you missed it earlier, this will be the last month that this show is on the air. We will be leaving the airwaves at the end of April 2nd.
I got them.
That was for the people who didn't hear earlier. Got them. April 2nd. That's a carryover for when April 1st is on Sunday or even Saturday. We are brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, with the trivia night moving in quickly on us, not far away. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
All righty, the control board. It's the guy whose haircut cost him a relationship. We tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen. He spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. Maybe that haircut's a big deal over there, but it just doesn't fly with the chicks in the United States of America, as he's now found out. Would you please, Trevor Limey, he's in the room. He's normally not in the room, and he confused me. Trevor Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day out there.
Speaking of Taylor, Taylor Nickerson decided to stick around, and he has an idea, and I'm going to tell him why it's not a great idea. He'll learn as he goes along, but for now, Taylor, just say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
There you go. Dan Strauss is in the house.
Nice. Perfect.
What was that?
What was that?
That was their Taylor's intro.
Stop the music.
Nice timing.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
He's teaching.
You've hit this dragnet thing before. When it was just completely, it didn't mean it. Well, what is it with you and the dragnet thing?
I will find somewhere that it fits. If it kills me, I'm going to use that dragnet.
Sorry, Taylor, it has nothing to do with you. Let's move on. Start the music again. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and have a retirement account, you can call them and they'll give you a complimentary portfolio review.
What does that cost? What does that
Nothing.
Cost?
Nothing. What? It's absolutely free. Complimentary. Wow. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC at NYASC. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello to everyone from the 314.
See, why do you do that to me?
I don't know.
Just to irritate me. Because you know I'm right. You know I'm right about this. It doesn't mean anything. It may not even mean they're in that area code. I've preached till I'm blue in the face. And now, folks, this guy is our newsman. That's obvious. What you may not know is he's also something else. Yes, that's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. Breaker 19 Chicken Lips. Breaker 19 Chicken Lips. Want to say hi to all the 910s in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where I was born.
Oh, my God.
Gateway Investigations is my PI firm. We've been in business for 10 years. Had an AM and the PM hire me last week because he doesn't think his maid is actually staying in his house for 8 hours a day and wants me to watch. He thinks she's taking 3-hour lunch breaks. We do that kind of work. Email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. Hello to everybody in the 910.
All you guys are doing, all you guys are doing is making my point for me that it is ridiculous. Go ahead. That's fine with me. In the studio, and he hasn't been for a week or so because he was on the road. We're glad to have him back. His segment coming up, the one and only Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to him. I think he said hi underneath that. I barely hear
it. Hard to hear me.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security, as he has been for 35 years. Good to see you, Hebe. Stay happy. Just stay happy. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, yeah.
And Red Boy's here, and he made sandwiches for everybody, which I thought was pretty nice. I haven't opened mine yet. What kind of sandwiches are these?
Cheese.
Oh, that's different. Cheese sandwiches. Would you please? Oh, I'm sorry. I did say Bernice is in
there. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I'm losing my mind. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. All right, I got to make a quick note right now. I'm writing because I just thought of if I don't write things down, the minute I think of them, I will forget it. So there it is, duly noted. We'll talk about it here in a second. It's my privilege.
And even though it makes make, your folks are making me a little bit nervous, this trivia night, this Window World trivia night, is coming up May 19th. Now, that's, what, it's like 6 weeks away or something, seven maybe? We're getting close. It's time to, there's an expression, something or get off the pot. And I can never remember the rest of it. It's something.
I believe it's poop.
I think it's reed.
No, I think it's poop. Poop or get off the pot.
No, no, no. Climbing.
I think it's.
Nothing. No, no. You can only try. To a certain point, you just have to give up on whether or not somebody's ever going to really get comedy, I guess. You don't come back and replace it with a similar thing. The joke is that of course I know the expression. You don't have to nothing. It's time, folks. It's time to commit. It's time to do something to help us do something, to help Window World do something. I know that was a really complicated statement, but what they want to do is help St. Jude Children's Hospital, which they've done for years to the tune of almost $1 million. So we want to help them do that by filling up our table May 19th at this trivia night at the Moolah Shriners Ballroom. And again, that's May 19th. Doors open at 5:30. Starts at 7 o'clock. A lot of good food. A lot of nice people. Mr. Londoff has a couple of tables. Our show has a table. And even though I can't be there, Dan will be there with Sandy. And I think, well, I was going to say, you'll be there with, what's her name? But I guess that's not going to happen. But he'll still probably be at the table. If Tim can make it, he'll be at the table. That leaves room for a couple of couples. So we need bids on sitting at our table for that trivia night, and every single dollar of the money you bid goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. The other thing that I've thrown out and Dan has thrown out, Dan has a band, and they're a pretty, well, they got to be pretty good. They're opening for Tim Reynolds, for goodness sakes. Yeah. He's the number one guy. Let's call it number two guy in the Dave Matthews Band. Dave would be number one, Tim would be number two. And they're opening for Tim Reynolds. Now, you can't be too shabby and do that. It would be embarrassing for Tim, friend or no friend. He's offered the services of that band. The entire band come and play at your house, your backyard, your venue. If you're a member of Knights of Columbus or Elks Club or, you know, Kiwanis or Optimist, you rent the hall, invite all your friends, and have 3 or 4 hours of great music with Dan's band. And whatever you donate to do that all goes, again, to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Or you can come up with something. You can email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com, and go, Frank, I'll give you $5,000 to come over here and clean my house, wash my cars, take my wife out. Whatever. It's charity. I do it for charity, but I do need a picture of your wife. In that particular case, I need a photo. And it needs to be, you know, actually a photo of her. And you say, well, Frank, that's sexist. You're making it sound like beauty is all that matters. Yeah, if I'm going to take you out, it's kind of important. You don't have to be beautiful. I just don't want to be, you know, hoodwinked into some evening with a hideous monster. Look, anything is possible. Just come up with something. We need some money to make us look good, and to look good, we need to be responsible for some respectable money going to St. Jude Children's Hospital. See, I think it's okay to be selfish and want to look good if the end result is a charitable, a decent, respectable charity who is the recipient. Then it's okay to have a little bit of an ego, and I do when it comes to this show and our standing in this trivia night, because every year we have outdone every other station and every other show, and I'd like to keep it that way. So think about that. Hit me with your ideas or your bids for Dan's band or to sit at the table. And other than that, let's not forget who it is that makes all that possible. It's the people who make the number one selling replacement window in the United States, Window World. You don't do that in just 15 years unless you got a pretty special product. And they do. It's a terrific value. Nobody can touch them. Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
He's been to those places and more, and we're lucky he's actually here today, courtesy of the people I just mentioned. Window World. They sell more windows. More windows in the entire United States are put in homes as replacement windows for the original crappy windows than anybody else. Window World. Give it up for Bill Cleveland.
Hey, thank you so much.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. Now, you were not here on Thursday, and I ran into a
very long radio listener, and he had wanted me to pass on something. I spoke at the Missouri Athletic Club on Thursday.
That's a long, well-established organization there.
Yep, and they had a guy come up to me afterwards who's been listening for a very long time, and he said that he knows that you love cereal and ice-cold milk, correct?
Yes, it has to be almost frozen with ice chips in it. He's absolutely right.
So he said you should do what he does. He likes the same thing. He said he puts his cereal bowl in the freezer.
Done it.
In the freezer.
Done it. I've done it.
Hasn't worked well. All right, well, then
and I'll give him one better. Put your milk in the freezer for about 15 minutes and pour that cold milk into that cold bowl, and whoo, now you're talking.
Okay.
See, now, if you just fed mayonnaise to tuna while they're alive, you wouldn't have to mix it after they're gone.
Wait, what happened?
Idiot! Edit that out.
Michael Keaton Night Shift, when he talked about that, was his big idea?
No. See, that's the problem with that, is only people who either not only saw it, but remember it, would even understand what that was. So edit that out, Lightning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
All right. quick segment today, only because I have a video on the topic that I'm going to talk about, so I'll direct folks to go to billontheroad.com.
He likes that sound effect, too.
I'm waiting for the Dragnet one to pop up at some point.
Dragnet.
I said drag.
You said, drag nuts.
No, he didn't.
I did.
Edit that out.
He did. This show is horrible. Yeah.
It is not horrible.
I wouldn't listen to this. Bunch of people arguing. He said dragnet.
He did.
Done. Yes.
You got hoodwinked. You just got hoodwinked there, Bill.
Yeah. Limey, edit yourself out, Limey. Edit yourself out. Go ahead, Bill.
The British ruin everything, don't they? I mean,
they
really
do. No, they do. They
screw up tea. They screw up wars. Yeah.
So as I was saying before I was interrupted, there's a video at billontheroad.com. You know, Frank, I like putting together videos, little travel segments and stuff. So,
and you're good at it.
Thank you.
You're
so there is a place in Bryan, Texas, or as Taylor would say, the 979, but Bryan, Texas. And it's called Catalina Hatters. And I have a video. You have to see this video. So I had no idea how much work goes into a cowboy hat. I mean, if you really want a real, authentic cowboy hat, I mean, you can buy one off a shelf somewhere, but to have it perfectly molded to fit your head, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And so I went and got to sort of observe, this place down in Bryan, Texas, and they work with a lot of people and a lot of very famous people. Their most famous client is none other than Willie Nelson. He gets all of his cowboy hats fitted there at this place. So what you're going to watch for on the video, they have, I don't even really know how to describe it. It's steam, and it's like this giant geyser of steam that is just flowing out of this desk that they have right in the middle of the store. And this guy, 8 hours a day, he stands over this steam, and he's molding these hats to perfectly fit people. So you can check that out at billontheroad.com, and I'll just tell you, it's near College Station, Texas, which I'm sure most people have heard of. The only other thing that I would mention you want to check out there is the George Bush Presidential Library. That's pretty cool. And they got a lot of neat restaurants. It's sort of an up-and-coming college town. So check that out. Again, billontheroad.com. And I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Now, Taylor's sitting in here because he said he would just be quiet and sit in the background, and he wanted to, what was it, Taylor, sort of log all the texts that come in and find out who's listening from where, or have people text you and say, hey, I'm listening from Seattle or whatever.
Right. I've been sort of watching the text line in the background, and I've gotten some really, really cool ones.
Really? Now, let me ask you, it's great to know that somebody's listening in Arizona or whatever, but what's the end purpose? What do you think we can do with that?
I just wanted to see and prove that the AM and the PM listeners are everywhere.
Well, they are. They are. They absolutely are. Here's the good news and the bad news about that. One, they could text you and say anything. If I wanted to mess with you, I could shoot you a text and go, hey, listening in Alaska, and I'm 2 blocks away from Kirkwood. Okay? You wouldn't know. So they can mess with you. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're telling the truth. The other thing is, when stations
make a big deal. See, I'm primarily interested in getting as many people on board and listing in the St. Louis area as we can. I love it too, and I get emails from people. We got this guy in Texas who's been emailing me for years. He moved from St. Louis, went down to Texas, I think Dallas area, and listens every day. I think that's fantastic, but it doesn't mean squat to the advertisers.
Right.
Because Johnny Londoff is not going to have people driving up from Texas or in from Arizona to buy a car. So what's really important, but I think it's fun. I think very few people would actually lie to you and go, hey, I'm listening in Alaska. They want to tell you where they're listening from.
Sure.
So when you compile some sort of numbers, let us know what you came up with.
Yeah.
Or at least give us the places you found were the ones that surprised you the most.
Well, I will tell you the vast majority are right here where they should be, right here in St. Louis.
All right. That's perfect. That's beautiful. And I'm going to guess that half the people listening listen on the app or some sort of streaming.
Yep.
That's what I, just from my emails. Now, I'm in the car this weekend. I had a lot of time off, had a lot to take care of, but I'm listening to some oldies stuff. And Stevie Wonder's first hit. Dan, you got your harmonica handy?
Yes.
Stevie Wonder's first hit came on, and I remember this well. It was about 64 or so, and it was a song called Fingertips. And Stevie Wonder was 12 years old. And if you would, Limey has it already on deck. I'd like to play a little of it. And Dan, I don't ever know if you mind this or not.
No.
Not giving you any notice. But I want you to hear what he did at 12 to see if you could duplicate it. Crank it up there, Limey. You got the audience getting it. Here it comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then eventually he breaks into the main melody, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Dan, if you would, thank you, Limey. Give us duplicate what he just did. Go ahead. I'm going to be honest. I am trying my best to find some time when you can't do it, when you mess up, and I cannot do it. I keep
crazy.
Thinking, well, this one he won't get, but you never fail us.
No.
All right, so I get 2 days ago, I get one of these scam calls, and I've gotten this one before, but I decided to change my response. And it's, you pick up the phone, and some guy says, is Beverly there? Have you guys ever had this?
No.
It's the second or third time, and I don't know why they used the name Beverly, so this time it happened. And my wife and daughter were sitting right there when it came in, and the guy goes, is Beverly there? And I said, this is Beverly. And I did it in my own voice. I said, yeah, this is Beverly. Well, rather than hang up, the guy starts his sales pitch. and I thought, aren't you going to say you don't sound like a but I just let him go, and he starts in on, we're collecting money for the police and firefighters. And he goes through that whole thing, and I as Beverly. And when he finished, I said, well, I give every year and sometimes twice a year too. A police organization here, and I don't intend to do anything outside of that. And he goes, okay. He never once said, really, you're Beverly, and so I got to find another way to mess with this guy if he calls back. But I've heard other people say they get that same, and it's always Beverly. Now, I don't understand that, because he limits his choices in terms of who he's got that might participate or give money to this bogus organization by saying, is Beverly there? I don't understand that. Don Imus has hung it up. Don Imus's success is success that anybody in radio should be envious of, because made a tremendous amount of money. And apparently, I don't listen to him and never have really listened to him. I know who he is. I know he wears a cowboy hat. He looks like he's been dead for 12 years. but
talk fair. Yeah, he talks like John Hansley.
You talk about a guy who is the exact opposite. He does. He's like an older John Hadley. I'd love to hear Hadley and Imus in a conversation together.
You couldn't understand any of it.
What's up, dude? What's up, Irish dude? But you cannot take away from his success. Few people in this business ever reach this level. Here's how successful the guy is. He calls the Rutgers girls basketball team nappy-headed hoes and gets a check for $40 million.
Yeah.
I never did understand that. Mm-hmm. How his lawyer, his agent, they should get the whatever the Academy Award equivalent is for agents or managers, because usually when you get fired for something like that, that's it. You're fired. And there's a clause in your contract that says if you're terminated for cause, there's a moral turpitude clause, or so, then goodbye, you get nothing. Yet he gets $40 million, and he regrets it. He did say in the interview, and I saw it this weekend, that that one of his great regrets is that he called him that, and he made it right. And good for him. So I don't know. He always sounded mad to me.
I never understood. I tried to listen to his show a couple of times to see what everything was, see what everybody was talking about. And
I don't get it.
I didn't get it.
But whether I get it or not, hugely successful.
I know.
But he said something in the interview that I can actually. I thought, my goodness. I know exactly what you're talking about. And they talked about not getting up early anymore and not, are you going to miss it? And he said, and these aren't the exact words, but what he said was he would miss if something happened and he felt like he wanted to just share his take on it with people. He'd miss the audience, even though he doesn't know who the audience is. He doesn't know their names. He doesn't know how many of them there are. I absolutely get that. I could quit this tomorrow. Almost have a couple of times. And I'd be fine. But I know exactly what he's talking about. It's almost like you didn't ever get a chance to really address all the people who put you or put him where I am. We're at two completely different levels in this business. But I understand that. There are all of you out there who will, I'll never know you. We'll never meet. Some we will, the people go on trips, but most of you will never meet. Yet I still feel like I know you or should know you because of what you've done for this show. So when he said that, I thought, boy, do I get that. Now, we'll call this department will be the BS, and you couldn't have a bigger example of complete BS than this. I watched an interview with somebody. It was regarding this story that Walmart is taking Cosmopolitan magazines out of the checkout aisle. And this guy that they were interviewing was speaking for the group that filed the official complaint. It's always that, like, PETA, you know, whatever. And he said, well, I'll just tell you, we represent thousands of people who didn't want that magazine there. And he honestly said this. He said, we had complaints, thousands of complaints, not just from women, even young boys who said they didn't like BS.
Right.
Complete BS. That is, there's no way that's true. There's no way that in any kind of numbers at all, young boys said, get that Cosmopolitan off of there. It's too revealing, and the cover pictures are too, the women are too scantily clad. That is not true. And these people do that crap, and they act like they're speaking on, they're not speaking on behalf of anybody but about 12 people when they don't want, and Walmart caves to them. Now, speaking of this, Dan will appreciate this. He's known for years that my wife has this tremendous ability to misspeak.
Yeah.
Her nickname is SCAD, S-C-A-D. That's what I call her. She doesn't really like it. And people say, what's that from? And I'll tell you what it's from. It's from a long, long time ago, right after we got married. And there was some guy on TV who was kind of a scoundrel. And she said, oh, everybody knows he's just a scattywad. And I said, what? She said, oh, he's a scattywad, you know, a scoundrel. I said, it's scallywag, not scattywad. So I call her Scad. Another example. We were taking a trip, and this was before, Google Map or any of that stuff where you just, boom, there's your trip from here to here. Here's the distance. Here are the turns you make. You go to AAA, and they print out what was called a trip ticket. And the short term for it was triptych. Mm-hmm. You go to AAA and go, I'm a member of like a triptych. I'm going to be traveling from here to Houston. Map it out for me. And they did. And it was a map, and it was all highlighted. So we get one of those. She had a friend that worked at AAA. She said, oh, she came home. She says, oh, look, will you see what I got? My friend brought this to work. She works for AAA. It's a tip tike.
Oh, goodness.
What?
And I said, it's a what? She said, Tip-Tiker. I said, no, it's a triptych, not Tip-Tiker. So for a while, her nickname was Tip-Tiker. I'd call her Tip-Tiker. So this past weekend, we're in the car with my daughter, and she says something about, we were listening to a news story, and it was a couple of women who were married, and she says, well, you know what they call lesbians? They call them carpet snuffers.
Oh, my goodness.
Carpet snuffers.
And even my daughter said, Mom, it's not carpet snuffers, it's carpet munchers, not snuffers.
Snuffers. But if they die, it'd be in a snuff film. So they could, you could have
true.
Them together.
Oh, wow.
I should have written all these down over the years. Oh, she's the same one that said, well, I'll tell you why he's successful. He kept his nose to the grindstone. No, he kept his ear. He kept his ear to the grindstone.
Yeah.
And I said, it's nose. She said, what? I said, it's nose to the grindstone, not ear to the grindstone. She's the best.
You
She's
know
the
I
best
mean.
At that stuff. Yeah. Oh, you know what I mean. She always ends it that way. You know what I mean.
Frank,
real quickly, and then, I'm sorry, what?
I had a French-Canadian boss one time, keep this quick. His name was Pierre, and he calls me into his office. He goes, Tim, I'd like to sit down. I'd like to pick your nose about a couple of ideas.
Pick your nose.
He meant to say pick your brain, you know.
There's some great old corny joke about what do you call a guy who's born with no kidneys? Pierre. He's no urine. Says it's Pierre. Let's see. Oh yeah, this is a good one. The I just discovered. I'm ashamed to say this. You know these 99-cent stores or these dollar stores. So my grandson's with us, and I see this thing. I thought I'm gonna go in there. I went in. Here's what I came out with for $20. 3 7-pound bags of ice. I bought 12 of these little party poppers. You pull the string and little paper comes out. I bought 3 boxes of those snaps. You throw them down and they pop when you throw little paper things. 3 boxes of those. A big bag of balloons to make water balloons or whatever you want to do, blow them. What else was in there? A beach ball to just kind of toss around in the house and play with, just a plastic ball. And, there was more. There were a couple other things. The whole bill. It was some sort of lotion or something. The whole bill was $20 for all this stuff. And I thought, how stupid have I been all these years? Because what happens is if you have the money, we tend to go and just grab stuff while we're in the supermarket or Walgreens. Folks, we're overpaying by about five times.
Oh, heck,
I saw stuff in this store. It was unbelievable. And it wasn't crap or junk. It was stuff that we use and buy. I came home with a bag full of stuff. I told my wife, I said, look at this, $20 for all this. We've been stupid all these years. Just because you can pay $5 for something that's a dollar somewhere else doesn't mean it's smart to do it. So I got a whole new outlook on the dollar or 99-cent stores or whatever. There's a whole lot more we'll save for tomorrow. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is for my son, Adam, who sent me a text. He goes, Dad, what about the joke about the guy on the plane at the convention? I knew exactly what he was talking about, and here's the story. There's a guy on an airplane, and he gets seated next to this attractive woman, very attractive woman. And so the usual banter, like, hey, you know, do you live here? Are you leaving town? Where are you headed? Blah, blah. She said, I'm actually leaving St. Louis. I'm heading for Vegas. He said, can I ask, you live in Vegas? She goes, no, I'm going to a convention. He says, can I ask what kind? She said, yeah, it's a Nymphomaniacs convention. Mm-hmm. He said, really? She said, oh, yeah. He said, you guys, you have your own convention, Nymphomaniacs? She said, oh, yeah, we learn a lot of stuff. He said, like what? She said, well, at last year's convention, we learned just from different people getting up and telling their stories, and we compile it all and you know, run the stats and the facts, and here's something we found out. That Indian men have, she says, I hope you're not offended by this, they tend to have the longest penises. He says, no kid, like Native American Indians or India? She says, no, Native American Indians, longest penises. He goes, wow, what else did you learn? She says, well, we learned the Jewish men tend to have the bigger girth, you know, thicker wieners. He said, what else? She said, well, cowboys, in particular Texas cowboys, cowboys from Texas tend to have more stamina. They just can satisfy you longer in bed. He said, wow. So Native American Indians, longer. Jewish men, thicker. Cowboys from Texas, more stamina. Huh. She says, I'm sorry. My name's Deborah. And you are? He goes, oh, I'm Tonto Goldstein, but my friends call me Tex.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along with Dory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. Accident cleared northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway. Solid westbound 44 Grand to Shrewsbury. Southbound 270 north of Doherty Ferry. A traffic incident. Accident northbound 270 at the eastbound 70 ramp. That's a hit and run. Another crash westbound 64 west of Long Road. Accident reported eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt. And a serious accident highway 21 at Castle Ranch Road. Looking for something easy and delicious for dinner? Ask for Alaska Seafood, wild and sustainable at your local grocer. For quick and easy recipes and cooking tips, go to wildalaskaseafood.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
590 The Fan presents Surf and Sirloin as our latest listener rewards program. Starting Wednesday, April 4th, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate to use at Surf and Sirloin for half off. That's 50% off one of St. Louis's finest steak and seafood restaurants, pairing premier cuts of USDA certified prime beef with the freshest seafood in town. To take part in this offer, just log on to 590thefan.com and click on the listener rewards tab. There are only 30 gift certificates being made available, so get yours before they're all gone.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
Summertime and schnooks. Birds on bats and chicken on a grill. Relievers warming up and refreshments icing down. Friends, family, and radios at the ready. This is what St. Louis tradition sounds like, smells like, and tastes like. So get a good grip on that shopping cart. Swing for the picket fences and touch them all. We're your biggest fan. Schnooks. Fresh every day. Especially on game day.
All right, a couple of things before we connect with Mike Evans here. First of all, Larry Connors comes up right after we get off the air at 6 o'clock. Just a couple of things he'll be talking about. There'll be more, but he will be discussing who really finances and organizes these March for Our Lives. The gun control protests supposedly were organized by teenagers, but wait to hear what Larry has to say. He'll also have a special guest, author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State. And there are teenagers that are taking a condom challenge that could lead to long-term health damage or even death. Larry will have the scoop on that. Now, I understand Taylor's been getting these texts, and you have something to share.
I do. There's one you're really going to like. It's from a listener named Jim. He's in Daphne, Alabama. You ready for this? He says, next time I need a car, I will absolutely drive from Alabama to Llandaff to get it. Whoa. Jim from Daphne, Alabama.
Wow, nice.
All right. All right. That was it?
There are, there's quite a few. I see some from California. There's some, listen on the family property. I listen on the app from Dixon, Missouri. There's Nixa, Missouri.
I know Dixon.
Wasn't there one that says he thought Frank sounded hot?
There's one that says he's listening from the seventh planet. What is this? What's the seventh planet, guys?
Never heard of it. Don't know. Never heard of it.
Oh, Dan's band.
Yeah. Hang on to the good ones or read them more. I'm not a text guy. I like to talk on the phone to people. It's a radio show, but some of those could be fun. Hang on to those till tomorrow, okay?
I will do.
All right, let's hit that theme music for Mr. Evans, if you would. There it is. There it is. Time to go to Southern California. Hanging with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. A little bit late, not enough that it should make a big difference. He'll deal with it. He's a pro. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And they're closed only on Monday, which means, of course, today they're closed. But that's the only day they're closed. And gift cards are always a great idea for Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about. Have a little drink of wine.
All right. What is going on?
Well, it looks like I was noticing you are just having wonderful weather there.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. Is it like 2 days from now? 65, they say, for Wednesday or something?
Tomorrow.
And then is tomorrow 65?
Yeah, then it's going to drop down into the 30s tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and into the 20s again a couple of nights later in the week. It's just weird. It is weird and crazy, I
just
tell you.
Just plain stupid.
Oh, I did not know that.
What's wrong with your
voice?
I
did not know that.
You got a cold? Here's a cold.
This week's pop quiz theme is, who has more money in Hollywood? Today, who's got the most, according to taxes and moving papers? Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Sandra Bullock, or Julia Roberts? Back from Texas for as far as tonight's game. I want Michigan to win, but I think Villanova's going to win. Anybody watching that or care about that or anything?
Nope. I should be, but I didn't. I wish I'd watched that game last night.
The Michigan, the last-second shot by Notre Dame women?
Yeah, that three-pointer with less than a second. No, oh, Notre Dame. Beautiful.
No, it was Michigan State against Notre Dame, yeah.
Notre Dame won.
Yeah.
Love Nuggets, Jennifer Lopez. And Alex Rodriguez have now purchased homes in Los Angeles and New York. A wedding cannot be far away. It's beautiful. Leonardo DiCaprio, 43, has always liked his women, or should I say girls, young. His latest squeeze is 19-year-old model Camille Maroon. And For the record, Leonardo is older than Camille's mother.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Older than the mom.
Wow.
You go, Leo.
There you go. Then you got Heather Locklear.
She's a mess.
Who's out of rehab, right back with her multi-felony convicted drug-infested boyfriend, Chris Hesser. Not making a lot of good decisions, that Heather Locklear.
No.
Couple of odds and ends for you. There are 6 hologram theaters opening in the next 18 months. Chicago, Dallas, L.A., Boston. They will feature 3D holograms, concerts. Michael Jackson, Elvis, and Sinatra, to name a few. Heads up, next month is the Coachella Music Festival, headlined by Beyonce. However,
and as always, however in life,
promoters are already working on security. They worry there could be another tragedy like the Las Vegas shooting. Thousands of people in a wide open field watching a concert.
Yep.
Police will use over 100 camera-loaded drones and other devices to watch over the crowd. A little personal note, many, 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 many years ago, when I was 10 years old, on this date, while my dad was stationed in Bethesda, Maryland, I rolled Easter eggs on the White House lawn.
Whoa. Stop it.
Wow. How about that? I remember that, too.
69 years ago.
Wow. Ooh.
10 years old.
Mm. You know who is the president? Eisenhower.
I thought you were going to say Coolidge.
A long time ago.
Oh, Lincoln.
Is that a long time ago, dog, or what?
Yeah. Sadly, a lot of stuff we remember is a long time ago.
Yeah. New York Post headline, an ex-boyfriend suing to stop his former girlfriend from using frozen embryos they shared when they were together. She wants to use them now to get pregnant, but he does not want to be the baby daddy. Headline screams, Lego or Eggos.
Oh, I like it.
Huh?
I like it.
Lego or Eggos. So let's talk a little before I give you the pop quiz question, the quiz answer. How's things going there? What's going on? Tell me, let's just get updated. But did you have a nice Easter?
Yeah. And my grandson came over. We hid eggs. Anybody else?
I got a new couch.
Oh, that's a great Easter story there. That says Easter.
Yeah.
New couch.
I used one of our old drop-ins. The other day, you know, we live in Palm Springs, but we also have a place in Dallas, and we bought some Lazy Boys and two Lazy Boys for us. And the guy's writing it up. He goes, "Okay," he says, "they're $800 a piece." I says, "Okay, fine." And he goes, "Well, you know, we need to spray them so they don't have you spill on them." That's $120 each. And I,
of course it is.
Okay, fine. And then there's the warranty. You really need to buy the warranty.
It's $152.
Again, okay. And the delivery fee is $110.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as he said that, I gave him the old, bend over.
Well, these $800 couches, $800 a piece, now $1,700 a piece.
That's, they were $2,250 for the two $800 couches.
I was going to say a grand or more each by the time you're finished.
Yeah, enough to make me want to stink. But I gave them the bend over. They laughed. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, and that treatment, the stain resistance, that cost him about a quarter.
Yeah, exactly. Ridiculous. And finally, on the broadcast.
Let me see this one get away.
This weekend's pop quiz theme. This is going to be a good one. All week long, give it some thought. All week long, who has more money in Hollywood today? Who's got the most? Blah. According to taxes and moving papers, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Sandra Bullock, or Julia Roberts?
I'm going to say Rihanna.
I'm going to go Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Justin Bieber.
Sandra Bullock.
I'm going to go Buttocks. Sandra Buttocks.
Julia Roberts is worth $170 million. Sandra Bullock is worth $220 million.
Whoa.
Justin Bieber is worth $225 million. And Rihanna is the richest at $230
million.
Whoa.
Wow.
There you go. Have yourself a great day. Take care. You'll be enjoying the beautiful weather down there. I might have to put a t-shirt underneath my regular shirt for golf tomorrow. So I'm going to be 88 degrees.
That's a good one. Yeah, we lost our connection. Doing that to us.
Just call from the 760. That's probably why.
Yeah,
that could be it. I think he has a connection
from the 760.
Dan, it's like the 310, right? His cell phone. Like
310 is his cell phone, but the 760.
Right. I just said that.
Is
I just
his
said
home number.
Cell phone. I just said cell phone.
Yeah.
310. I just said that. Huh? We leave you with an invitation to join the rest of us who are happy Matheny customers. Here's the latest email I got. It says, Frank, long time and forever listener. I had Matheny give me a quote on new air conditioning and furnace. I received other quotes. There was one quote slightly cheaper from a guy who operates by himself, but he quit communicating with me when I questioned him about the things the guys from Matheny had told me. So today they install my new American Standard air conditioning furnace. Professional, courteous, took time to answer my multitude of questions. I'm very detail-oriented. Even asked my preference as how to run the PVC pipes for a new high-efficiency furnace, and they did it. What a great job they did. So I cut them up some deer sausage, and they ate every slice. P.S., I was certain to tell them twice I was AM of the PM, and I heard about them. And once when I called to schedule a quote, and again when he arrived at the house, Dave, no last names, because I never know if people want their last name. Thank you so much for this great Matheny testimonial. Folks, Matheny Heating and Cooling, if you live or have your business in St. Louis or St. Charles County, make them your new heating and air conditioning company. You'll be glad you did. MatheneHeatingandCooling.com. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Oh, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.